Next Friday night is the 7BU Burnie Cup, Harness Racing Cup. It's being held at Wivenhoe Showgrounds. Tell us a bit more about it. The president of the Burnie Harness Racing Club is Justine Kay, who joins me now. Good morning, Justine.
Hi there, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, for people who don't know, this race was postponed. It was meant to be held, I think, back in February. And, of course, you know, over COVID concerns, and, I mean, things are changing on a weekly basis, but the decision was made to pull the pin then and have it this next Friday night instead.
Yeah, that's right. The club made a really hard decision. It was scheduled for late January, which we believe was sort of around when the peak of the COVID cases were going to be. So, to keep our volunteers, you know, we're a volunteer-run club, to keep them safe and the community safe, we felt it was probably imperative to cancel that race meeting, which was a really big decision for us as a club. We love running the races, obviously, for the Burnie community and the North West community as a whole and for the racing industry. So to cancel it was not something that we took very, very lightly at all. But we were able to, with negotiation with TAS Racing, bring the Burnie Cup feature race to this Friday on the 11th of March, which is super exciting for us because it is such an important key race for harness fixtures on the North West Coast.
Well, it was already a calendar date, so you've just been able to move it to that meeting, which is already, or the date was already available, which is fantastic. Now, I know the fields don't come out till next Wednesday, so we can't really talk too much about that, but nuts and bolts-wise, it'll be an eight-event program ranging roughly from 5 till 9, so 4 hours of action.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's hard to know until those times are released, but we'll be opening gates from 4:30, so people can come down after work, bring the kids. It's always, always a family-friendly event that we have at the Paceway there at Wivenhoe. And so we'll have food, obviously, to keep people's bellies full, full bar facilities and some, you know, bit of coffee and hot chocolate if people get a little bit cold, which is coming up now, isn't it? We get a little bit chilly later in the night.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
One of the things, unfortunately, that's had to go by the wayside as well is fashions on the field. Disappointing, but again, it's all a matter of, it costs money to put that on and people aren't going out as much as they were because of COVID. So, you know, you're expecting attendance to be down a little bit.
I think a lot of events are sort of seeing some of that happening. It's all, you know, it's always in our minds that people are conscious about going out. We will obviously have a very COVID-safe event, so people can be assured that we'll be complying with those requirements. So it will be obviously masks indoors in our club rooms. But, you know, it's a very vast sort of place there at Wivenhoe. There's a lot of room for people to sit and enjoy the meeting. So we're hoping that we'll get, you know, really good attendance, as we always do. I think, you know, Burnie is one of those harness events where we probably get more crowds than any other harness club in the state because the Burnie community have always been behind our club and what we offer. So hopefully they'll turn out. It'll be, you know, hopefully a lovely evening. You know, it's the best place on the coast, really, isn't it, when you've got a track that overlooks and that straight. And
yeah, it's beautiful. And it's the cup, of course. Any cup meeting's a big one,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the 7BU Burnie Cup. So, yep. Again, you know, we want to thank 7BU for getting behind us again this year. We know times have been tough for our business community. Our business sponsors have stuck with us, and, in fact, over the last 2 years, we've had a growth in our sponsors, which has been awesome. You know, we just never expected that to happen. But I think it just shows not only us as a club, but, you know, the harness racing industry, that we are one of the best-run clubs, if not the best-run club in the state, you know, and that's thanks to our business support and the Burnie community turning out every race meeting.
Well, I know that we're pretty happy to be involved in the Cup again, and I think I get to present it, which is, that's a bit of a bonus for me, I guess, on Friday night. Just on harness racing in general, as we know, Devonport Showgrounds are closing at the end of the month, and there's going to be a new complex built at Latrobe, but that's still some way off. So in the meantime, there's been race meetings allocated to Launceston, and also, I think, to Burnie. You'll pick up an extra 4 meetings, I think, won't you?
Look, I think that's yet to be determined. We will, you know, we've been pushing for just an additional race in our own calendar because we can do that. And we really fight hard with TAS Racing and the government to show them and let them understand, you know, how well supported our race meetings are. And we will support having additional meetings, I guess, where we are at Wivenhoe. You know, it's a ground that's shared by cricket and footy. So, you know, we can't sort of run a harness events with football posts up. It's not a safe environment to run run the horses around the track. So we've got to be really conscious of the way that ground is used. But hopefully, you know, later in the year we'll be able to pick up some more races. Given that, you know, we're a volunteer club, so we rely very much on our volunteers to put in our race meetings, and they're very, very dedicated. There is a lot that goes on behind the scenes in planning a race meeting. So, you know, I want to thank our volunteers. They've just been awesome, particularly over the last couple of years or since I've been president. They've really gone out of their way to put on the meetings, and I'm sure we'll be able to accommodate those meetings from Devonport, and I think it's really important to keep as many of those meetings on the northwest coast as possible.
Well, you want to keep people involved in the industry, don't you? Because if they have to travel to Hobart or Launceston and they can't get a local meeting on the coast, some of them just can't be bothered. They'll get out of it, won't they?
That's exactly right. You know, we look after the trainers that bring their floats to Burnie. We know it's an additional extra travel time and cost to them. And, you know, it's really important to have, I think, harness racing this end of the coast. We hope that is well supported going on to the future in terms of TAS Racing and the government. We do our best to make them understand what we offer. And, you know, we've got a new change of racing minister at the moment. We had a fantastic relationship with the outgoing minister, Jane Howlett. She always came to our club and, you know, always made time for us because we're always advocating for more races in Burnie because we could do that. And I think in turn that grows the industry. You know, it grows the industry from the point of view of people wanting to invest in harness, in the horses, you know, support trainers locally and maybe even, you know, grow new trainers in the region. So for us, it's not just our little club, it's the industry as a whole. And also putting on, you know, really top class events in a little country club in a city like Burnie. We just love doing it, and hopefully the new minister will understand what we do as well as the previous one, so we can keep growing what we do and grow the harness industry as a whole.
Your little club, as you put it, will be the centre of attention next Friday night for the 7BU Burnie Cup. Looking forward to it, Justine. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, we'll see you there. Thanks, Martin.